Good morning. It's Thursday, August 5th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. The summer surge of coronavirus continues to hit the United States. In Oregon, our COVID case rate increased by 92% in just the past week. Oregon reported 1,200 new cases in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, Washington State has maintained a daily average of 1,500 new COVID-19 cases over the past several days. The CDC is warning of possibly more than 2 million new COVID-19 cases nationwide over the next month. Legacy Health joins Peace Health, Kaiser Permanente, and OHSU in requiring coronavirus vaccinations of all its employees. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced she is going to require all healthcare workers in the state to either get the vaccine or face weekly COVID testing. The new rule will go into effect September 30th. Portland Public Schools is set to release health and safety guidelines for the upcoming school year. Parents should expect to see those come out today. Last night, the school board hosted a virtual discussion with state health experts. Salem-Keizer School District also held a forum to answer parents' questions. If you missed it, Salem-Keizer is hosting another family engagement night tomorrow evening. Portland Commissioner Dan Ryan says the city expects to start construction on 6 new safe rest villages for the homeless in September. Right now, there are 70 potential sites scattered across the city. He says the team is working to narrow down that list. We expect to find out where the finalized locations will be in the next few weeks. The Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office tells us a man threatened his wife with a knife and then attacked the responding deputies, SWAT unit, and canine as they tried to bring him into custody. Cowlitz County's chief criminal deputy says they could have resolved the situation a lot quicker, but officers were hindered by new laws in Washington state. You can read his full statement at coin.com. New job numbers are out this morning. The Labor Department says unemployment numbers dropped again to 385,000 claims filed for the week. Analysts say the economy and the job market are rebounding briskly from the coronavirus recession. However, the U.S. economy is still 6.8 million jobs short of where it stood before the pandemic. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.